Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we have an episode of Commander's Two Cents. On episodes like these, I give you my own personal take on topics about the format in general and current news. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about another M21 spoiler. And this one's pretty spicy and definitely very flavorful. So the question I'm going to be answering today is, can you live forever with 9 lives? So 9 lives, yes, that's the card I'm going to be talking about today. An extremely flavorful card. You know, cats are said to have 9 lives, and now, you know, you can have 9 lives as well. So let's jump into the card, what it does, maybe some comparable cards to it, and then, yeah, some ways to use and abuse this card. So 9 lives is an enchantment that costs 1 white. It's got hexproof, and it says, if a source would deal damage to you, prevent that damage and put an incarnation counter on 9 lives. When there are 9 or more incarnation counters on 9 lives, exile it, and when 9 lives leaves the battlefield, you lose the game. So, first off, preventing damage is a very powerful thing. This can do it, essentially, what, 8 times before you lose? You know, so if someone's going to swing at you with a big creature, you know, it's going to deal 10 damage. Nope, just 1 incarnation counter instead. So, yeah, preventing damage can be extremely powerful. Now, this enchantment is hard to deal with because it has hexproof. You know, a mass board wipe could deal with it, and then you just lose. There are ways to prevent that or get around that, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But yeah, once you get those 9 incarnation counters on it, though, it exiles, and then you lose. So there are ways to definitely use and abuse this, and the first card that comes to mind is going to be Solemnity. Now, Solemnity combos with quite a few things, but let's jump into it. It's an enchantment that costs 2 and a white. It says players can't get counters. Counters can't be put on artifacts, creatures, enchantments, or lands. So this basically, you know, says, hey, you know, if you hit me with any kind of a source that deals damage, you know, that doesn't do anything. You know, it would have put a counter on 9 lives, but I can't get counters on my 9 lives. So therefore, yeah, no, thank you. I basically am just kind of invulnerable. Now, this is not just kind of a lock that, you know, you will never be able to lose. There are other ways to make you lose. Obviously, you know, if they get rid of 9 lives, first of all, somehow then, yeah, you lose that way. If, you know, they've got life loss cards, you know, if they drain you out, essentially that isn't damage, so they can drain you that way. But for the most part, this can kind of protect you in a very kind of powerful way. You know, if your opponents don't have ways to deal with, you know, Solemnity first and then 9 lives or a mass board wipe, you can probably just sit back, you know, and kind of pillow fort up and make sure that you're kind of safe for quite a long time with this, especially if you've got some ways to kind of prevent your opponents from interacting with these things or some counter spells or whatnot. So yeah, Solemnity is definitely the first one that comes to mind. Actually, 9 lives, let me bring this up real quick. It's kind of an interesting card because this kind of, you know, you lose the game, you know, this kind of high benefit enchantment that, you know, loses the game if it leaves player 1. Now, we typically see in black kind of with the Lich cards for the most part. I'm sure there are some in other colors as well, but the ones that immediately come to mind, it's kind of more of a, you know, a Lich effect that, you know, hey, you get this big benefit, but, you know, when this leaves play or whatnot, you just lose. So, yes, 9 lives is definitely a unique card. Solemnity is probably the first thing that, you know, is going to go into a deck if you're trying to build around 9 lives. Another kind of way, there aren't too many ways that can just, you know, straight up remove counters. Again, like, if you, you know, choose to try to blink 9 lives or whatnot, you're going to just lose because it leaves the game. So you can't remove counters that way. There are some other ways to do it, like a Vampire Hexmage. You can sacrifice to remove all counters from target permanent. So that is one way to do it. Maybe you've got other ways to, you know, recur or reanimate your Vampire Hexmage to keep doing that over and over again. Obviously, if someone hits you with, you know, 9 sources of damage in one go, though, you know, you're gonna be pretty in trouble if you can't get your Hexmage out before that kind of happens. Hex Parasite is another one that's somewhat similar. It has pay X and a Phyrexian Black, remove up to X counters from target permanent. For each counter removed this way, Hex Parasite gets +1/+0 until end of turn. So this one, essentially, you need to, you know, you can either pay, you know, you can pay mana, you can pay, you know, 2 life for that black, but then you need to pay, you know, an amount of mana for that X to remove those counters. So yeah, this can be another way to kind of repeatedly, you know, be able to remove those counters and to keep yourself safe. Thief of Blood Has an enter the battlefield effect that when it comes into play, you remove all counters from all permanents. Thief of Blood enters the battlefield with a +1 counter on it for each counter move this way. So yeah, this can wipe out, you know, opponents' decks that, you know, have +1 counter strategies or whatnot. But it also kind of can just, you know, take those counters off your 9 lives. If you've got ways to blink this, you might be able to continuously do this over and over again and kind of just keep yourself safe in that way. Also a pretty good blocker, you know, if you're removing, let's say, you know, 8 counters at a time or whatnot, it's going to be a 9-9 flyer in the air. That can help prevent some damage to you as well. Aether Snap is another spell that does. It says remove all counters from all permanents and exile all tokens. So yeah, this is just a nice kind of added benefit that you can just, you know, save yourself, you know, by, you know, keeping those counters off of 9 lives. This is a sorcery, so keep that in mind. But yeah, you can also, you know, wipe out your friend's token deck too. So that is a nice effect. I think that kind of a more consistent approach though. I mean, again, these are all kind of one-off effects for the most part, or ones that require a lot of mana or a lot of workaround to actually make work. Obviously, Solemnity is superior to those. Another ones that work though are like a Platinum Angel. Platinum Angel is kind of in this category, like the I don't lose the game kind of cards. There's other cards that do this, but Platinum Angel is probably the one that immediately comes to mind for many people. It's just a 4/4 angel of flying that costs 7. It says you can't lose the game and your opponents can't win the game. So as long as it's on the field, you just can't lose. So yeah, your 9 lives might get its, you know, incarnation counters on it. You know, once it's 9, it goes, oh no, it's exiling. It says I lose, but I can't lose. So therefore, you don't lose. So yeah, your 9 lives, you just basically kind of get like, you know, free, you know, damage prevention for 9 sources or however many if you're removing other counters too. And then, you know, kind of no downside to when it goes away. You know, or you could blink it. You can, you know, do things to reset it. You know, as long as Platinum Angel's in play, you're not losing as long as, you know, you're interacting with your 9 lives or losing your 9 lives. Angel's Grace is another one. This one's pretty expensive. I know it sees a lot of play in Modern, I believe. I could be very wrong on that. I used to see play in Modern, at least. It's an instant that costs a white at split second. You can't lose the game this turn, and your opponents can't win the game this turn until end of turn damage. That would reduce your life total to less than 1, reduces 1 instead. So, yeah, this one basically says, hey, yeah, this turn, yeah, I'm just not going to lose. So, you know, even if, you know, my 9 lives gets dealt with, I just don't lose. Again, this one you'd have to be able to recur and, you know, get back to your hand, cast again. So yeah, Platinum Angel is probably more consistent on being able to stop you from losing the game. But again, Angel's Grace is kind of, it's hard to stop. It's got split seconds. So other ways to kind of get around this are some stifle effects. So like stifle. This one, you know, stifle is an instant that costs a blue. It says counter target activated or triggered ability. So basically you're just saying, okay, you know, 9 lives is going to exile, yes, but hey, you know what, let's just counter that triggered ability that, you know, when it leaves the battlefield, I lose the game, so that just doesn't happen. So yeah, 9 lives is gone, you know, you lost it, but you've got a way to prevent yourself from losing the game. And again, there are, you know, if you're going to build around this, there are kind of, you know, more optimal ways to do it. You know, there's a lot of kind of workarounds that you might have to work, and we'll talk kind of about the probably most likely way that you're going to build around this and use and abuse it. Some other cards that can really help with this are like Time Stop. Time Stop is an instant that costs 4 blue, and it just simply says end the turn. Now, this one's great because, you know, you just basically, it can be a very flexible spell, you know, can help you out in an opponent's turn if they're doing something big. But yeah, with your 9 lives, it can also really help out with, hey, okay, you know, the when it leaves the battlefield, you know, trigger happens essentially that you lose the game, you just say, and I'll just end the turn so that just doesn't happen. And then your 9 lives is just gone and you're fine. Discontinuity is kind of a new one that essentially is the exact same thing, but as long as it's your turn, it costs 2 blue less to cast. Most of the time, I would assume that, you know, your 9 lives are going to be up on an opponent's turn when they're dealing damage, but there are obviously ways they can instant speed deal damage to you, so they could do it on your turn, I guess. So this could be a cheaper way to do it. Now, the probably most likely way that this card can be kind of made good, it can be used and abused, is probably kind of like a hold hostage strategy. So essentially, you can use cards like Donate. Donate is a source that costs 2 and a blue and says target player gains control of target permanent you control. So you can kind of hold on to your 9 lives for as long as it's, you know, beneficial to you. You know, you can keep taking, you know, ticking up, you know, getting more and more incarnation counters on it, you know, not getting to 9, you know, kind of, you know, stopping your opponents from at least hitting you, you know, with 9 sources, you know, keep ticking it up. And then say, okay, you know, and then I'm just going to give it to this other player. So you donate it to another player. It's not leaving play. It doesn't exile. It just goes straight into another player's control. And then they're in big trouble. If they get hit with, you know, a couple more sources of damage, depending how many counters are already on it, they lose. The other kind of fun part about this, though, that was pointed out, I believe it was on Reddit, is that basically this is kind of like, again, I said a hold hostage strategy, because if you lose, That player also loses because 9 lives leaves the game. And again, I'm not a judge, so I'm pretty sure it works this way, though. But basically, you know, you give 9 lives to someone else, okay? If you lose the game, then that opponent, you know, that 9 lives exiles from their control. And then basically, yeah, that trigger still happens. They lose the game because you lose the game. So that player is incentivized to protect you for the rest of the game until 9 lives somehow leaves the battlefield, if they can find a way around it or whatnot. But yeah, they have to protect you. Harmless Offering is another kind of donate effect that you can use if you have red as well. And then Role Reversal is another kind of way. One of your opponents has to have an enchantment, but chances are at some point there's going to be another enchantment on the battlefield, which says exchange control of 2 target permanents that share a permanent type. So yeah, you can just basically say, okay, yeah, I will take your best enchantment and you get 9 lives and it's got some counters on it. So have fun with that. Again, things that you need to look out for, you know, without, you know, if you're the one, you know, who still has 9 lives, you know, any kind of, you know, board wipe that deals with enchantments, you know, you've got, you know, obviously Cyclonic Rift is heavily played in this format. You know, it just returns all non-land permanents that the owner does not control back to the owner's hands. So basically, yeah, this could just bouncing your, you know, Hexproof enchantment does not really matter too much when it's bouncing, you know, with Cyclonic Rift. So yeah. Basically, yeah, you need to kind of find ways to play around with this, but I do think that the kind of most optimal way to do it is probably a donation strategy. So a commander to consider for that is obviously going to be Zedru, the Great Hearted, who is all about donating things and many, many non-friendly things. A 2/4 Minotaur Monk that costs 1 red, white, blue. At the beginning of your upkeep, you gain X life and draw X cards, where X is the number of permanents you own that your opponents control. And then you can pay Jeskai, essentially, and target opponent gains control of target permanent you control. So this is just simply a kind of repeatable donation commander that benefits you with the more things that are donated. So yeah, I think this is probably an instant add. Again, I'm not a Zedru player, but I think this is probably an instant add to those Zedru decks that are essentially, you know, giving bad gifts. And you essentially say, yeah, okay, I'll keep my 9 lives, you know, under my control for a bit while it's benefiting me. I'll take some, you know, damage. I'll get some more counters on it. And then, you know, when it's time, I'll donate to someone else, and, you know, they are held hostage again by you, essentially, because they can't take you out, and if they do, they lose as well. So, yeah, it's a very unique and fun card. Another one that might work with this, again, this is probably not the way that this commander is actually usually built, but Amnatu the Fate Shifter is another one that can kind of donate. Her -6 is choose left or right. Each player gains control of all non-land permanents other than Amnatu the Fate Shifter controlled by the next player in the chosen direction. So there is a way to kind of, you know, you do have to get up to that point, and many players build Amnatu as a more of a blink commander utilizing that -1. So typically you don't see too many players kind of working up to that -6, but you never know. It's another kind of one to consider. I do think Zedru is probably the most optimal option. I mean, there's plenty of other commanders I'm sure you could kind of sneak this into the deck of. It's a very unique card. Again, I think that, you know, it's just kind of it's a very flavorful card. You know, cats have 9 lives. You know, you now have 9 lives, or your unlucky opponent that you gave it to has 9 lives, and they're running out of them quickly. So, yeah, I think it's a very fun, flavorful card. I'm glad to see kind of Wizards exploring more of these kind of very unique effects again. I think most, you know, of those kind of, you know, when this leaves the battlefield, you lose the game, tends to be in black kind of with those Lich cards. And I'm glad to see, you know, them exploring outside of that, you know, and saying that other colors kind of have these as well. Again, I could be very wrong. There's probably plenty of other examples of other cards that, you know, are somewhat similar, but none come to mind for me. So yeah, let me know in the comments below what your thoughts on 9 lives are. Is this something that you're excited to maybe include in a deck? Are you going to build around it? Are you a Zedru player that's just ecstatic that this came out? So yeah, let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who help make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.